In a world filled with disrespectful customers that make you live in fear, one man brings your stories and experiences to light and exposes your retail horrors.
How's it going today, guys? It's your boy Beard is Art here, coming at you with another episode of Retail Horrors, the podcast where I go through the horror stories of retail and all of the other industries and everything like that, and try and bring your stories to life. Today we do have a special one, kind of a little bit of everything all of the time. So let's jump right into that, okay? All right. So this very first one here, guys, is about people drinking or eating food or anything like that on the sales floor. This Karen was going off on this lady about eating on the dance, or not dance floor, eating on the sales floor. So she was standing there, she was the only person in the store, and this Karen came in, she put her food away, she swallowed, made sure that, you know, like, she didn't have a mouthful of food or anything like that. But she was literally getting given grief. This Karen was literally going off on her, saying, you know, that's super unprofessional and you shouldn't be doing that and blah, 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 blah. So much that this lady then started to feel like super bad about the fact that she made this customer feel like that. Then her manager comes in, and her manager was literally going to come in like a couple, like, I guess it was only like within like 10 minutes, because I'm assuming the lady wasn't in the store for like an hour or something like that. So her manager comes in and she pulls the manager aside and lets the manager know, hey, like, you know, my blood sugar was super low, so I was just eating on the sales floor here. So, like, I don't know. This lady was mad. She might have a complaint or something like that, just so that you know. And the manager literally looked at her very confused and was like, well, yeah, like, we're okay with that. Like, it's perfectly fine, especially with you because you're a diabetic. Like, don't be crazy. And she was like, the lady complained to me and she might want to talk to you, so be it, kind of thing. So the situation was done. Like, it was handled. It was already done. Like, the manager was informed about it. The Karen didn't need to do anything about it. But again, she comes up and she insists to speak to the manager. So the manager hasn't even started their shift yet, and he's like, literally, I can only imagine where this is, because I've been in this situation, not necessarily with eating on the floor, but with drinking on the floor, where somebody had to replenish their fucking, like, saliva in order to keep talking to you, because, you know what, guess what, we fucking talk a lot, especially in sales and in retail and shit like that. You have to talk a lot. It's like not allowing somebody to have a fucking drink on the floor. I mean, this person was a diabetic, first of all. But I can only imagine this manager having to deal with this lady, because I'm assuming she went off on the whole, like, tangent of, that's unprofessional and you shouldn't be allowing your staff to do that and I want her reprimanded and all that stupid shit, when really it's none of her fucking concern, because the manager had already talked to the associate and they already had an agreement about the fact that this lady was a diabetic, she had low blood sugar, she needed to, you know, eat something, so she ate something. Should she have done it behind the counter or wherever she was? No. She should have been, like, out of customer sight the best you can. But sometimes you don't have that ability. Sometimes you have to be doing things, and, like, just doing that is fine. Now, I understand, like, if there's policies or something like that and you're not allowed to, but if you and the manager already have an agreement that this is okay, then what the fuck does it matter to this stupid person? I don't understand it, man. People need to mind their own fucking business, first of all. But how is her putting away her food and doing, like helping you and stuff like that, how is that disrespectful? How is that like, remotely, like, I don't understand how that's disrespectful. I could understand if she was, like, mowing out on this big old, like, fucking chocolate bar or piece of beef jerky and, hey, what can I do for you? No, she wasn't. She was eating literally something to keep her from having, like, to keep her blood sugar up. Like, fuck's sakes, man. People drive me insane. Because, like, this is the shit that we deal with. And then I feel bad for this manager because, you know, I don't know. There wasn't a lot of detail in this story that was sent to me and stuff like that. So there wasn't a lot that I was sure about in this. But I know this type of story. And I've had to deal with this and shit like that where, you know, you've agreed with an associate. You made a pact with them and were like, hey, you know, if you guys want to have water on the floor or something like that, make sure it's hidden. Make sure it's put in a jug that, you know, has a top or something. You're not just fucking sitting there drinking a glass of water. No, like, you know, sometimes you have those conversations. Sometimes you make those deals with them because we understand. And that's what good managers do, is sometimes you have to make things work. And, like, I've been in this situation where a fucking Karen comes in and is just like, well, this isn't right and this is not fair and that's unprofessional and blah, blah, blah. And you know what, man? Like, sometimes you just have to grin and bear it. Sometimes you just have to take it. But, like, there are times where you just want to snap back at them and be like, you know what? Like, do you have nothing better to do in your life? Like, is your life that fucking meaningless that you have to complain about a retail worker having a drink of water or taking a bite out of something? Like, is your life that meaningless that you are that pathetic that you have to do that? Like, honestly, guys, I could understand, like, you know, if this person was, like, eating while talking to her, like, taking a bite out of a big old sandwich or something while talking to her and talking with her mouth open and shit like that, but it wasn't like that. And I could 100% see how that could be disrespectful. And I'm sure that's what they meant by there's no eating and stuff like that on the floor. But, like, holy fuck, man. Like, give your head a shake. When you're gonna complain about something, give your head a shake, guys. Like, come on. Like, Jesus Christ. People need to... So, and to this lady, the lady that complained and stuff like that, like, you obviously have never worked in an industry where, like, sometimes you're alone for 4 or 5 hours, and, like, guess what? If you don't get a chance to replenish your body, you probably didn't have diabetes or anything like that, so you probably don't have to do that. I mean, just give your head a shake and, like, think about the other person and stuff like that. Like, goddamn, man. People just need to realize that people are people, and, you know, sometimes you gotta eat, sometimes you gotta take a drink, sometimes you gotta do stuff. And, I mean, it is what it is, and just, like, you know, mind your own fucking business. God. This next one here, guys, is about a gentleman who I feel bad for him because he thought he was doing the right thing, and I'm sorry that your company sucks, but, like, oh, man, you got yourself into a series of very unfortunate events, and it kind of bit you in the ass, man. You kind of, you did express that you kind of knew that this was probably going to happen, but, you know, it is what it is, and, you know, I'm sorry, man. All right, so basically what happened with this guy is he caught somebody stealing, okay, and, like, he legit caught another employee stealing, and when he went to his manager and told his manager about this, the manager said that they didn't have proof, and they did a cycle count, which basically means that you go and you count all the items of what this gentleman had said was stolen, and they found out, hey, one of these items was missing. So they legit, like, pulled the person into the office, had a conversation with them, and this place didn't have cameras. So the person was only closing with this guy, and I know you thought you were doing the right thing, man, but when they came out of the meeting and stuff like that and basically accused you of ratting on them and saying that you accused them of stealing, and you admitted that, yeah, I legit saw you steal and stuff like that, that's where you fucked up, bro. You should have just played dumb. But he basically admitted to this person that, yeah, I totally saw you steal, and that's not cool. You're hurting the company, blah, blah, blah. So what happened was, because he did that, there became tension between them, and then the team took the other person's side, and because nobody really on the team liked this guy anyways, and then they just basically made it a pact to get rid of him. And at least that's what his side of the story. I don't have the other side of the story, so I can only go from your side of the story, bro. But, like, it felt like everything from that day forward changed on this person. So then he had asked one of the staff members who didn't like him but was, you know, tolerable of him and stuff like that, hey, like, is it cool if when we go to throw this stuff out, I take this rack because we're getting rid of it, we're throwing it out and everything like that. I'm gonna take the rack because I could use it at home. And the staff member was like, yeah, I don't see an issue with that. This staff member didn't have the permission to tell him to take that. So he took it, and then that staff member went to their manager and to their higher ups and said that he stole a rack. And he legit had to admit it to an LP person that he stole a rack, and he got let go. So, series of events that happened in this fucking shit show of, from what I can decipher from everything that you wrote and stuff like that, and it was translated, so, like, I kind of might have missed some facts in there and stuff like that, things that happen. I mean, I did appreciate the fact that it was, like, 4 freaking essays. but yeah, no. So, basically what happened is he caught a person stealing, went to his manager. The manager confronted the person about it. Maybe the manager said his name. Maybe they said this person saw you stealing, which is a no-no on the manager's part, but then the person confronted him, he admitted to it, the staff turned on the guy who accused, and then he asked the staff member that he trusted if it was okay, instead of breaking this racking down. I'm guessing it was racking. It said racking, which was weird for me. But instead of, like, breaking it down and, like, throwing it in the garbage and then going and getting it later, he legit just asked if he could take it home, and they said yes, but they knew that that wasn't true, like, that he wasn't allowed to take it home because it was against company policy. They went, used the policy against him, he admitted to it, which, you know, not many people have the balls to admit to it, and he got fired. So, hey, that's a shitty company, bro. Like, I'm sorry, man, but the fact that you caught somebody stealing and they literally were like, and then they, like, proved it, and, like, by doing the cycle count, they proved that the stock wasn't there and stuff like that. But I mean, why would, I mean, I guess if you were the only person working with that person, then they would assume that you were the one that told. But, like, I don't know, man. I would have asked your manager why he threw you under the bus and stuff like that, and why that happened. I would have went to your manager right again. As soon as that person would have came up and accused you of being the rat or something like that, I would have went to your manager again and been like, yo, like, this happened. Like, that's something that you shouldn't have to fight on your own, man, because you were doing the right thing. And then when it comes to anything that you're going to be taking from work, get clearance from higher up. Don't trust what an employee says. Don't trust what anybody who might be able to get you in trouble or use it against you or blackmail you or something like that says. Get clearance from higher up. All you would have had to do was call your district manager or your regional manager or whoever the hell your higher up is, higher than your manager, and be like, hey, so we're gonna throw this rack out because it's damaged. I think I could fix it. Can I take it home and try and fix it? That way, if I destroy it, it's on me. But if it's not, then whatever. However it is, I'm just thinking of, like, a rolling rack. I don't know what kind of rack you were talking about. But yeah, man, like you, that could have easily saved you your job. But instead, it looked like you were being shady. It looked like you stole something. And man, you gave them a reason. You gave them an out to get you in shit, man. So, I mean, lesson learned. I really hope that you learned a lesson there and stuff like that. And no, the lesson is not to, like, be afraid of doing things, but be more diligent, be more like on top of follow up and stuff like that with your manager. And if somebody accuses you of being a rat or something like that, go up to your manager and be like, yo, man, like, this didn't make me feel great. Why'd you throw me under the bus for this? Or, hey, because maybe there was a legitimate reason that he mentioned you or something like that. I don't know the whole situation. It sounds fishy as fuck, and it sounds like you got the raw end of the deal there, my man. And I apologize that fucking happened to you, because that is the biggest bullshit. Like, you held somebody accountable for their actions, and they somehow you got fired. Like, because, like, you did something, but, like, yours wasn't, seemed probably like an honest mistake. Whereas they were actively trying to steal from the company, and yet you got fired and they didn't. That's, it seems backwards to me, but it is what it is, man, and I really hope that you learn from that. To the manager, if you did mention this person in there, like, man, you gotta really, like, check yourself with confidentiality and stuff like that, especially if your team has an open door policy and stuff like that, because that is a huge thing. Like, you should not be mentioning other team members or something in a meeting unless that team member knows that you're going to mention them, or unless that team member is, like, mentioned in passing but not for the disciplinary action or anything like that. Like, something that you could have said is, like, well, now I have to investigate both you and this person to see what happened, because this is gone and you were both closing that night, so I need to make sure. That's the only reason that that person's name should have came up in that disciplinary conversation, is to basically be like, I have to investigate all parties that were in there. You could have even said all parties instead of that person's name. To the person that was actually stealing, you are a piece of shit. And you obviously are very, very, very good at manipulating people and kind of controlling people and using that to your advantage and stuff like that. And I really hope that karma bites you in the ass one day, because honestly, the fact that you were able to turn the entire team against him while you were doing the thing super wrong, like, go fuck yourself. I fucking hate people like you. People like you are the reason the world is fucked, because you did something wrong and you played victim and got the team to go against the person who caught you doing something wrong and then got that guy fired. Like, you are a fucking piece of shit, and I really, really, really hope that you don't reproduce in this world, because there's no need for more of you in the world. There is enough of those shitty ass people in the world. There are good people too, don't get me wrong. There are good people out there that will have your back as well. But there is enough of you shitty ass fucking people out there that are just out to play victim that pisses me off. And I completely understand, like, you know, maybe it's your past, maybe it's just you, maybe that's your personality. I don't give a fuck. You literally ruined this man's career because he did the right thing and caught you stealing. And you ruined his career because you felt bad that you got caught. Like, I mean, if you're gonna play the fucking game, if you're gonna play the game and you're gonna steal from the company or something like that, at least play it good and don't get caught. I mean, I'm not condoning any of that. I don't agree with that. If you're gonna fuck, like, just pay for shit. Just pay for your fucking shit. But I know that there are people out there that will legitimately, they do it because they have a disease or anything like that. Like a fucking, like, they're a kleptomaniac and shit like that. They play the game very, very well. It's the same thing with, like, people that abuse calling in sick and people that abuse, like, you know, their lovers and shit like that. They play the game. They're very good at manipulation. But she got caught and somehow got this other guy fired. Like, holy fuck, man. Like, I only have one side of the story. So, like, you know, if you're listening, cool, write in. I'd love to hear the other side of this story or anything like that. But yeah, no, it was that's fucking bullshit, man. I'm sorry that you had to deal with it, my man. I hope you found a better company. I hope you found another job. I know the job market's tough and shit like that, but man, I'm glad that you're out of there and stuff like that, because Jesus, that's a toxic ass work environment, if I don't know. All right, guys, so this last one is a bit of a deep dive, and it comes down to, you know, making sure that people are ready for a promotion and stuff like that. Keeping your mouth shut, and racism, all in one. It'll be great. So basically, I got this from one of our listeners and stuff like that. And so she had started at a company, and they were trying to push her into becoming an assistant manager within the first 30 days of her working there. And she held true that she was going to not take the position because she wanted to learn, she wanted to grow, she wanted to be more responsible and understand the role and everything like that. 100%, I applaud you for that. Like, so much of that is right. And so many times I've done it myself where I see all the potential in somebody, but they don't want to move. They don't want to do all the extra responsibility or something like that. They don't want all that. So, like, the fact that you already knew that you weren't ready for that role, even though your managers and stuff like that thought you were, kudos to you. Then, after a little while, they hired an assistant manager, and you trained on, or this person trained under them and stuff like that. And then the assistant manager stepped down. It was about 3 months later, the assistant manager stepped down. And in front of the district manager and the store manager, the person that was the assistant manager was basically like, well, this person can do the job because, well, you wanted her in the first place. This was in front of the employee as well. This completely shocked her, and because the only person that knew that... she had wanted the position and stuff like that, and that the assistant manager and the store manager had wanted her for the position was the district manager and the store manager. But apparently the manager used to like tell her, well, you know, she was our first choice, but she didn't want the job, so that's why you got the job. First of all, that makes that person feel like absolute shit. And I'm sure probably gave her a bad taste in her mouth for this person, because she knew that this person wanted her job and that, you know, management wanted her to have her job. So why the fuck would you want to work hard with that person? And oh my God, like that's ridiculous. A, like to tell somebody that, like to tell somebody that is just like a slap in the face. Well, you know, you weren't my first overall draft pick, but you were my second. Like, because I couldn't find anybody else? Like, damn, man, I feel bad for her. Like, that must have sucked. And then the fact that, like, that happened right in front of the person who wrote me this and stuff like that is just, like, even more bad karma, because, like, fuck, man. Like, they're literally getting called out in front of everybody that they were the first overall pick and they didn't want the job because they weren't ready, which I idolized the fact that she knew she wasn't ready. But that had to suck. Then she continued on, and this is where the racism comes in, and it's great. After accepting the job and the pay increase and everything like that, they had this person had to do screening for, like, that's what you do as an assistant manager. Sometimes you screen resumes, sometimes you help with schedules, all that good stuff. I've had assistant managers that literally can do most of my operation stuff better than I can, because it was something they were passionate about. Meanwhile, I'm passionate about sales, so I get out there and I bust my ass and I outsell everybody, and you know, it's fun. But like I've had assistant managers that are amazing at operations or amazing at sales, and then I have time to pick up the operations. So this assistant manager, she was given the opportunity to screen resumes. But here's where the racism and stuff comes in. After screening the resumes, she took a few resumes to the manager, and the manager legitimately said, don't give me anybody that is from outside of Canada, because I want to train a Canadian citizen because it's easier. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? I've had East Indian people, I've had black people from South Africa, from fucking Australia work for me, and they have been some of the hardest working motherfuckers I've ever had. Sometimes there's a language barrier, but guess what? Where that language barrier is with you, they can utilize it on the fucking sales floor. They literally, their people, when they come in, can speak in their native tongue. And so many companies look at this as like a bad thing, like, oh, well, they shouldn't be talking in their native tongue on the floor and stuff like that. But there are good companies out there that realize this, and good managers. And if it makes you feel uncomfortable and shit like that, express that with them. Be like, hey, like when you're talking to me or when I'm around you, is there a way that you can talk English and stuff like that? Because I don't know what you're saying and shit like that. Or help me learn. But like legitimately, literally, can you only have Canadian citizens and stuff like that is a fucking ridiculous ask. Plus, most of the people that are fucking in Canada are Canadian citizens now. Like, oh my God, that comment alone pisses me off, because like there are really good people out there, and so many companies, and because of shitty managers, don't get to hire them. I've done a lot of interviews in my time and stuff like that, and you know what? There are some times where white people come in and they suck, because they just assume that they're going to get the fucking job. Meanwhile, I've had little East Indian people come in and they fucking rock my world when it comes to their answers and stuff like that, and how they think about things, and it's just adding more culture to your thing. That's why cultural diversity is fucking important in the workplace. Oh my God. This continues on. There was a conference where they had to go to, all the managers and assistant managers had to go to this conference. And at this conference, the owner of the company and stuff like that literally talked about how they had had such a hard time and such a struggle with racism and like, you know, how the backlash of her people and how they were treated and everything like that. So this person actually got to go up as an assistant manager and speak to the owner, which is a fucking privilege in its own right, because sometimes you don't get to do that. Even as a manager, you don't get to speak to the owner. But she went up and talked to her and was agreeing with her that, yeah, like, it's a struggle for people of ethnic descent and stuff like that to, you know, do that. Now, this person was of ethnic descent, obviously. But her comment to this worker was in fucking sane. She literally said, "You wouldn't know, you're white and Canadian. You don't know the real feeling of what it is." This person is Métis. They're Native American. And you know what? Just because their European side shows through a little bit more, so does mine. I'm fucking Métis as well. And you know what? My European side fucking shines through until, you know, I get angry and shit like that, and then my Native side comes out a little bit more. But they're often referred to as, "You're lucky that you're the white one." That's, oh my God, it's so bad. It's so bad. And like, the fact that the owner of the company did not realize that there are such things as people who have dealt with this shit, and can understand and agree with her. First of all, it comes down to understanding at that point. Like, what the fuck are you talking about that somebody can't understand what it's like? Have you never been bullied? Even, like, white people get bullied too. Like, you know what I mean? Like, people are fat, skinny, blonde, stupid, I don't know. They get bullied for stupid shit too. And it's kind of the same fucking thing. No, it's not racism at that point, but like, it's still, you can feel the oppression. You can relate to that person. Now, I'm sorry that this happened to you. Like, I'm sorry that you had to fucking deal with this. And like, you're the kind of person that probably like bounced back from this. And like, you said that you never spoke to the owner again. Good. Fuck her. She doesn't deserve your words. But like, honestly, guys, like, this is fucking like schoolyard bullshit at this point. Like, are we seriously not advancing that much as a fucking, like as a culture, that we can't realize that people deal with shit all the time? Like, I was like, you know, treated poorly because I was Native, and like, my family didn't fucking treat me right half the time, like my cousins and shit like that. And then I was also the white kid, and like, I was chubby, and like, you know, like, you get picked on for that shit, and I understand it, and I can relate to it and shit like that. Like, I understand that there are horrors in this world when it comes to fucking horrible things that people have to go through. And you know, when I get pulled over by a police officer or something like that, I don't sit there and go, "Well, fuck, am I gonna die today?" No, I go, "Well, fuck, I'm gonna get a ticket." I understand that. And I can't relate 100% to that, but I can relate to the feeling of, hey, this is bad and this is wrong and we need to stop this. The fact that this was going on in retail, and the fact that this is fucking stupid, like, I'll accept anybody's resume. I don't give a fuck who you are, but you have one chance to make a first impression with me. And when I take somebody's resume, I always ask one question, at least one question. And that one question is, why do you want to work here? And so many people answer, "Well, I need a job." Well, no shit, you're dropping off a resume. Like, you know, like, I'm sorry, that's not a good reason on why you want to work here. Why do you want to work for us? What do you know? What do you want to do? What makes you tick? What makes your fucking, like, what gets your juices flowing? What gets your passion going? Give me something, man. Give me a reason to hire you. Show me why you want to be here. Tell me why. Oh, you want to be great in customer service? Perfect. I can help you with that. Oh, you want to learn things? Yeah. Oh, you have experience? Why do you want to work in this again? What experiences do you have? Why did you want to do this? This is all something that you can literally sell yourself to the manager and stuff like that. But then you have assholes like this fucking manager, not the assistant manager, the manager, that's like, I don't want anybody to be hired that isn't from Canada. Like, are you fucking kidding me, man? Like, grow the fuck up and realize that not every Canadian is all they've cracked up to be. Y'all fucking know it. Look at our fucking politics right now. So, like, what the fuck are you guys doing? When it comes to, like, people and in retail and stuff like that, you need that diversity because you never know who's gonna walk through your fucking door and who doesn't want to deal with your white ass or whatever. Like, you need that. You need people that can literally be friendly with everybody. You don't need to be all the things all at once and stuff like that, but you do need to have those people around you that can. And like, I've hired people and stuff like that, and like, I often end up surrounding myself with like-minded people, and with those like-minded people and stuff like that, I have them of all ages, groups, women, men, mostly women for the most part, just because from what I found, they receive more collective criticism better. But I never once decide if I want to have somebody on my team or something like that because of their race or their sex or anything like that. Like, it's fucking annoying that there's so many managers out there that actually think this way and don't actually fucking think about, like, the consequences of those actions and the people that are actually out there dealing with it. And again, that comes down to, like, sexism and racism, and all that shit is happening in retail. And we're not talking about it enough. We're not saying that this isn't okay. Yes, it's happening in the world too, but we need to stop looking at the color of somebody's skin or somebody's fucking name and deciding if that's right or wrong to have that person work for us. Because I look at the name and I go, oh, this person is a fucking asset. And I'm gonna give them an interview and we're gonna sit down and we're gonna talk. And guess what? Sometimes they're shit. Sometimes they're a rock star. It doesn't matter to me at that point. The only thing that matters is, are they right for the company? Are they right for my team? Will they work well with us? That's where it comes down to. So girl, I am sorry that you had to deal with racism and shit like that. Welcome to the Métis crew. We deal with that shit all the time. Everybody thinks we're white, and then we're tan, and then we're not. So I'm sorry that you had to deal with that shit, and like, you know, keep your head up. I hope you aren't still with that company, and if you are still with that company, I hope you fucking leave, because that's a shitty ass owner to have to work for and a shitty ass manager. I hope you like took their job, because, you know, like, at the end of the fucking day, like, you know, people are people. Stop fucking generalizing people because of the color of their fucking skin. It's stupid. And oh my god, that's just ridiculous. I mean, I would have slapped that freaking manager back with the, you know, there are people that are born and raised in Canada that don't look white, just saying. And like, you know, if you want somebody from Canadian, to be a Canadian citizen and like somebody that's actually from Canada, then you're gonna have to hire a Native American, just saying. It would have been fun to play that game with that manager, just to throw that out there, because like, let's be honest, anybody from European descent is technically still not 100% Canadian, if that's what you were going for. So, I mean, I don't care. Canada welcomes everybody. I welcome everybody into my store. My store is a safe space for people, and the same thing with this podcast. It's a safe place for people. If you want to tell me all your stories and stuff like that, 100%, I will bring them to light. So yeah, anyways, guys, I'm going to end that here. You know what, guys, if you could check me out on my socials, it would be amazing. I love hearing from you guys. Thank you so much to everybody that listens. You guys literally make it worthwhile for me. And then on top of all of that, guys, I did start up a new Instagram. It's called Retail Horrors by Beardy, because you know what? Why not, right? I told you guys I'd get it up and going. So if you get a chance, click down in the description below. It does have all of the links down there. You can follow my actual Instagram. You can follow that Instagram. You can reach out to me. Send me your retail horror stories. I love you guys all. Thank you so, so much again. We are almost to 500 downloads. So, you know, keep it up, guys. We're going to go for 1,000 downloads here soon and stuff like that. So I want to keep this going and everything like that. I am staying on track. It is one of the few things in my life that I'm actually staying on track with. So I appreciate you guys. Keep your heads up. I love you. Peace. Hey guys, so I didn't have a lot of bloopers this time and stuff like that, but I did have a few. So stay tuned. Boom. How's it going today, guys? It's your, dum-dum today, that's what it is. Sucks, like, I'm so sick and tired of this fucking stupid industry and stupid fucking twat waffles like this person. I just spit all over my keyboard, son of a bitch. I mean, as far as I know, you don't have to eat or drink anything when you have an STD, so really. That's probably what you have. No, I can't say that.